Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. You know, it's thundering and lightning Thursday all around here. I'm not talking about the weather, baby. I'm talking about all up in this engineer booth, honey, broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darlings. And guess what, y'all? It's not too bad out today. It's not cloudy. We got a clear day around here in the Windy City, darling. It is January 26, 2023, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up. Put an ATL to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhadani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, baby. And natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve. Chocolaca, boom, boom. Yeah, go, baby. Keep your walking, Steve Gump. Do your thing, baby. You know, he is doing it. I'm telling you, he's doing it to the max. Although he is in retirement, he's the hardest working retired man I ever seen in my life, honey. He is pushing that Gumbo Rum, but he ain't pushing no paycheck to me around here. So we're going to have to sit down and have a little, you know, You know what I'm saying up in here. Listen, I got some super bad news to go today. Independent artist Phoenix. She is rising up, baby. Rising up from the dump, honey. And independent artist Joey, the bad 15-year-old saxophonist. I'm telling you, he can throw it down and get down with it. And independent artist Peter Rose. My goodness, Brooklyn, baby. We're going to do it on today. It's Thursday, but we're going to do it like it's Friday, honey. Before I get into the music, do me a little favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like. I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we gonna do up in here today? Come on. Come on. Oh. Woo. Come on. All over. Come on. Hit me. Come on, baby. Hit me. Come on. Ow. Yes, honey. Music all over the world. Your music is being heard all over the world. Listen. Up first, it's going to be independent artist Phoenix. I am telling you, it is what it is. I mean, she knows how to put it together and sing, honey. She got a voice like a gazelle. Honey. She's just like a hummingbird. You know what I mean? She's a phoenix rising up from the dust and the ashes. I am telling you, she is all-star power, honey. She is a celebrity and an all-star within her own right. It is what it is. I love this right here. Now, listen, this version is the hip-hop version. I'm going to tell you some more about independent artist Phoenix in just a moment. On the flip side of the music, it is what it is, the hip-hop version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. keep moving forward. Diligently seek till I reap my reward. Renew in my mind so its mind is restored as I rhyme on these chords.
All right. It is what it is. You know, something, I was listening to her singing that song, It Is What It Is, and I thought about a friend of mine. You know, because in the song, she said she almost took her life in 2021. Now, listen, a lot of things she's singing the song is she's telling her story. She really is telling her story. There's a lot in her bio I want you guys to check out. But listen, I want to make this point. Someone this morning reached out to me, and he has been reaching out to me for a little bit. Now, he's more than a friend. He's just like a son to me. But I knew him as a child and always treated him just like he was my son. Him and his dad, we dated just for a little bit. But he was always really, really close to me. This guy is really close to me. So he's an adult now, and he's married and has family of his own. But listen, my point is this. When she was talking about it, is what it is. Let me tell you about this guy. He lost his mom. He just lost his mom last year. He reaches out to me this morning, and he tells me he lost his aunt, his only aunt, over the Christmas holiday. I'm like, oh, my God, Jesus. And so I says to him, I says, you know, honey, I says, you're just like my son. You know, so I can feel the pain just like he feels the pain. I says, you know what? We've been going back and forth on Messenger, on Facebook. He reached out to me. He's having so many different things going on. And I'm thinking about him, and she was saying, it is what it is. And he's just distraught. I can't even imagine. He is distraught. He's lost his mom. Now he's lost his aunt. Over the weekend, he had to go and clean out the place. And I'm like, I said to him, you know, we got to get together and sit down and talk. No more of this chit-chatting over Messenger. I got to see you face-to-face. I'm like, hey, I got to see you face-to-face. We got to do something like right now. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you know, I know it is what it is. He's lost his people and his mom, for God's sake. So guess what? You know, I feel like that's my kid. When he was a little kid, he was my son then. I treated him like he was my son. And people always talked about me and made fun of me and says, yeah, you treat him just like he's your son. I'm like, well, hell yeah, he's my son. I'm dating his dad, so he's my blood. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like, God, what do I do? What do I do? And you know what? I heard silence. I didn't hear anything. You know, I'm saying this to God, so I'm saying this to say this to you guys. I didn't hear anything because you know what? In times like that, you know what to do. You ain't got to be asking God. I'm asking God for strength, really. Ask God to see strength because I don't want to be breaking down when he comes over to see me. I don't want to be breaking down. I got to be strong for him because that's my kid. So listen, let me tell you something. It's just like this. I says, God, what do I do? And I didn't hear nothing, you know, because the answer is in my heart. I'm going to help him as much as I can because he's my kid. He's just like my flesh and blood. So anyway, the point to the story is this. Even though it is what it is, we still got to get up and keep going. Just like she said, she's got to keep on moving. She's got to keep on going. And I'm telling you, it can be hard as hell to keep going. It can be hard as hell. It can be hard as hell. But guess what? You got to do what you got to do. You got to reach out to somebody like this person I'm telling you about. He is reaching out. He is reaching out. So you got to do what you got. You got to help. You got to help, you got to help, you got to help, you got to help. And I'm one of those persons that I feel people's pain like it's in my body. You know, I still don't know how to stop that from happening. I've been like that since a teenager, picking up and feeling people, what they're feeling in their body. And, honey, it ain't no fun, it ain't no joke. So, listen, let me tell you something. You know something, this song is really, really, really impressive. It is what it is. I got some more music I got to get to, but independent artist Phoenix is rising up from the ashes. She's doing a wonderful thing, and I don't know if she's a public speaker or not. I got to look at her bio. But listen, I mean, she is just phenomenal. I cannot stop talking about her because she's got good work and great work way ahead of her in her future to help so many people, because so many people are hurting. You know, so many people are hurting. Oh, good gosh, I'm sorry. So listen, I was joking around the other day, and I was saying on the show yesterday that I need to have a joke line because I love to joke. I need to have a 1-800 joke for today. You know what I'm saying? And a 1-800 prayer for today. I am not kidding you. So listen, I remember one time we had a show, and I'm going to play independent artist's music, Joey. We had a show. I had a show. I'm saying we because it was me and another gentleman. We had a show together. And the show was hot. It was a comedy show. It was so very popular. It was so very popular. Everybody was calling it, and it was really great. Guess what happened? And it was on this network. It was on this network. And you know what happened? What stopped it? He got in his feeling. He suffered from anxiety really, really bad. He got into one of those modes. He couldn't move on, no matter how many jokes we were telling. And I'm going to tell you, when the jokes are over, you still feel the pain of what's going on in your life. And so he fell off the map. He couldn't pick himself up. He was having a hard time with his anxiety and depression. And I said, oh, my God, you know. I said, oh, wow. And so, listen, the jokes stopped because he was the one who was telling a lot of comedy. He was telling a lot of jokes and yada, yada, yada. And so I'm like, well, I need to have a joke. I'm thinking now, well, I need to have the joke, 1-800-JOKE for today live. But anyway, I've gone and played the song by Joey, independent artist Joey. It is I Ain't Worried. I ain't worried. Listen, you know what? And there's a lot that he's a saxophone. He's 15 years old. But listen, he's got a message in that sax because you know what? We can't worry. I'm learning. I got to pick up and keep on going, getting the word of God, do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to tell you a story on the other side of I Ain't Worried. My mom told me a story this morning that just really knocked my socks off. So listen, this is Independent Artist Joy. I ain't worried. I ain't worried. I ain't worried because as long as there's a God in heaven, I ain't worried. All right, that is independent artist Joey Cavaliero. I ain't worried. Listen, I shared Spotify links with BF Boom on Twitter, so that's what I was doing while the music is playing. Also, let me tell you this quick little story, and then I got to get on to Peter Rose, independent artist Peter Rose. Let me tell y'all something. My mom told me a story this morning, just knocked my socks off, and I can share the story because it's a public story. A lot of times I don't like to give people names because I like to protect people privacy, but she was telling me that Joyce Meyer, y'all know Joyce Meyer. She's a well-known evangelist, pastor, and she teaches the word of God. And she gave her testimony, and she said that she had been sick for 3 years.
sick for 3 long years with anxiety. You know, it's just like this monster with anxiety. You know, I just feel like I have started, you know, ever since here lately, let me wrap this up real quick because I got one more song to play for you, Rose. Here lately, I've started back praying in the middle of the night. I used to do that all the time, praying in the middle of the night. I ain't joking. I'm serious. Because I kept waking up in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is going on in the middle of the night? Y'all know what? A lot of times during the dark hours, during the night time, people suffer the most. You know why? Because there ain't nobody for you to talk to. If you're single and you're at home alone, there ain't nobody for you to talk to. You ain't going to be calling up everybody and talking out your problems. And I'm that person that used to get calls in the middle of the night, right? I don't get those calls in the middle of the night because I don't do that ministry in the morning. People would call me just whenever. I was open. People would just call me and I'd just pray and whatever. And they would talk to me at 2 or 3. I'd lie to you not. They would talk to me 2 and 3 in the morning, and I would be down on the floor. I'd get out of bed. They would talk, yak, and I would listen. And I mean, one girl, she had a really bad situation. I would be on the floor. I'd get on the floor. I'd do what I have to do to try to stay comfortable, to keep listening to this girl until she poured it all out. But my point is this. I've now began to wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, I can't go back to sleep. And it just hit me. Something just says, pray. So guess what? I started praying. I said, well, I'm just going to start praying. Every time I wake up at this 3 o'clock in the morning, say, I'm just going to start praying. Guess what? I just start praying. I'll get up. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll be praying while I'm going to the bathroom, just praying. And guess what? I get back in the bed, go back to sleep. I'm like, wow, okay, that's pretty cool. But listen, let me tell you about Joyce Meyer. She was suffering from anxiety for 3 years. 3 years. My point with telling you about praying in the middle of the night is because you don't know who is suffering, who is going through, and the worst time is during the night hour when you wake up. Just say a little short prayer. You don't know who you're praying for. Just say a short prayer. If you get up and go to the bathroom, just say, Lord God, help who's ever going through at this time right now. That's all you got to say, and it'll help somebody. I am telling you, we got to pray collectively together in this, because when I heard my mom say Joyce Meyer has been going through for 3 years with anxiety, and she went to the doctor. She went to the doctor, and the doctor told her, the prescription was this, people. The prescription was this. He says, I don't want you to do anything for 18 months. Don't do a thing. Rest for 18 months. And she says to the doctor, well, how do I do that? You know, so listen. I'm telling you what's God having to. I am not kidding you. So listen, guys, if you are overworking yourself to, you know, distract yourself from whatever is going on, stop. Rest. Meditate. Pray. Do something. You know what I'm saying. So let me get on to this song. I love this. Brooklyn Baby. And this is Peter Rose, Brooklyn Baby. I love this song. This is good. This is good stuff. And he wrote this song because he was going through a thing with his mother, the child's mother. And he's telling the story, and I'm like, this is dynamite. Awesome. Y'all take a listen. Take a listen. Brooklyn Baby. Get a roll. Come on.
Wasn't that long ago you see me out there f***ing up Starlage. I was in the trap for real life, baby, f***ing apartment. You know n***s was getting money, you was under my comments. I told myself like you gon' love me regardless. Brooklyn baby, should've knew you had it rough in your projects. But I ain't care to say the best, come with some modest. I'm f***ing you crazy, but that night you said we ran out of condoms. I'm like, run out of condoms? I tried to look, but you ain't want me to find them. Usually my pull-out game heavy. Almost time to drop, I damn near pulled out that Chevy. And then I got you knocked, you like what you gon' sell me. That's when I peeped the plot. What did tell me all these Brooklyn deli? I'm like, did me bad. Thought it was love, but shorty was looking for a bag. I knew it was up, that's why I just should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a eye. I told you my secrets, you try to use it as ammo. 20 locations, I'm talking views from the bando. Stuck in the matrix, that's why I should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a eye. Yeah. When shit got bad, you try to rub it in. Tried to expose me, I'm like, come again. Got me for the 20, had to go replace it. Brooklyn baby, come up, gotta watch out for the wrong relation. Told the secrets cause you want it all. I'm trying not to get another charge. I knew my sun was set before the sun was gone. Thought this shit was love, but Brooklyn don't know how to love it all. Just take it where you wanna take it. You won't have me running places. How my new to help when she the one you got replaced with? She the only one with sense to worry about who I got around. I've been getting baby money, I've been down before, but never stayed in. You a Brooklyn baby for real, you spend like every day then. I'm still at, so you know that's why you want me. But I never let you gas me, I do better on my own. So if anybody asks me, I'm like, did me bad. Thought it was love, but shorty was looking for a bag. I knew it was up, that's why I just should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a eye. I told you my secrets, you try to use it as ammo. 20 locations, I'm talking views from the bando. Stuck in the matrix, that's why I should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a eye. I'm like,
All right. That is independent artist Peter Rose. I was thinking about something when he was singing that song. That's real. That song is true to life. You know what I'm saying? That's Brooklyn Baby. I love that song. I was thinking about something when he was singing because he was talking about he ran out of condoms. Y'all know, this ain't no play thing. It's for real. He ran out of condoms. Somebody, you know, the girl got pregnant, yada, yada, yada. He thought his pull-out game was tight. Let me tell you something. It reminded me of the time I was dating this one guy, the one I was talking about, he had a son, he has a son, and he's just like my kid. I'm the same guy. Listen, we had this thing. Well, he had this thing. He would do the pull-out game, right? And this is a true story. I cannot make this up. And so anyway, Peter Rose was talking about he ran out of condoms. I know what that's like when you run out of condoms, and life's like, well, you ain't killing the moment because you can get up and go run to a 7-Eleven or run to the gas station. Who doing that? Who is doing that at 12 midnight or 1 in the morning? I don't know nobody. And then you got to start all over again. So listen. The guy I was dating, he had this pull out the other day, and it always worked because I never got pregnant. But no, I never got pregnant. So anyway, it just reminded me of when I was dating this one person. So listen, Peter Rose, I understand what you're talking about, honey, because every time the pull out game don't work, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you pulling out, still pushing. You know what I'm talking about up in here. I had one fella I was dating one time, and I'm telling you, oh, he can lay it down real strong. He be trying to pull out and still pushing in. So listen, I did get pregnant that time. How about that? So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.